Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, the Supreme Court made a big decision over the weekend, and Republicans have found themselves speechless following their defeat of 17 Republican attorneys general who had endorsed the case filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. None agreed to be interviewed by the New York Times after their suit to overturn the election failed. Now we see the reaction to that. Trump supporters in Washington, D.C. and in Washington State and others, but most notably the Proud Boys out again causing problems. There was violence. And as you always point out, 72 million voted for President Trump, and many of them believe the election was stolen.
Well, let's face it, the 72 million are not the Proud Boys. Proud Boys are a much smaller number, but they're very dangerous. And there has been some encouragement on the part of the President of the United States, you know, stand down for now or whatever he said. It's really something that was expected. And in fact, I said so. The so-called legal coup didn't work. So now you try something else. Now, you know, you said, David, that they believe. Some of them believe it. Some of them don't believe it, you know. I mean, this is pretty terrifying. At the same time all of this is going on, our old friends the Russians, remember the very good friend of the President of the United States, Vladimir Putin, and the Russians now are hacking into our most sensitive governmental material. And this president still hasn't said a bad word about the Russians or about this president of Russia, so-called president of Russia. So that's just going to lead more people to speculate on what that relationship is. Nevertheless, this is a very serious problem here in America where you have Proud Boys and others going at it. There was some reference in one of the newspaper articles I read to leftist gangs also. I don't know. You know, one can only imagine that if you want a civil war, you got to have two sides. Who knows who's pushing what chess pieces in this particular game? I can only say this is very dangerous. People are going to die, and this president has a lot of responsibility on his shoulders for having started so much of this.
How much of all of this is part of a financial motive? In other words, raising money for the many lawsuits and the debt and everything else that he has to deal with, pushing the base to protest, to support this, and to cause problems for President-elect Biden.
David, so far it has worked. He has collected hundreds of millions of dollars already, and he faces some real big problems when he leaves the White House, and he knows it. You know what? You can have a lot of money, and he will have a lot of money for fighting this stuff, but one only wonders whether or not money can substitute for justice. We'll see. So far, he has been able to weasel his way out of a good number of problems in terms of his casinos and his university and everything else. They pay a little money, they're out. So we'll see. But I think there are an awful lot of people waiting to see if the United States can come up with some sense of justice for this man.
It's a big day, Monday, Electoral College Day. Voters cast their ballots for president more than a month ago, but the AP says the votes that officially matter will be cast today. That's when the Electoral College meets. As we go forward from there, a really interesting article in the New York Times, Alan, that suggests that some House Republicans plan to try to use Congress's tallying of the electoral results on January 6th to tip the election to President Trump, which puts Vice President Mike Pence in the crosshairs of this whole thing.
David, I read that article also. It is certainly possible that they will try it. But you know, every time they pull stunts like this, they risk their own political popularity. I mean, it's one thing to say an election was fraudulent, and they are saying that, of course. But when you get to the point where the Electoral College has made its decision and the peaceful transference of power is at stake, now you go to the House of Representatives and you try to pull something like that. There are technical ways, David, of trying to do it, but it won't work. There aren't enough Republicans in the House of Representatives, for example. They do have a Senate, but several senators made it clear that they are not with this program. So it's just one more thing that a few of them will try, and they will not be successful.
Let's turn to the coronavirus, Alan. With toll rising rapidly, U.S. begins unprecedented vaccination campaign. We had the vaccine approved. The first of nearly 3 million doses were sent across the country. And surprise, surprise, we learned that the president has delayed a plan to hasten vaccines for the White House. The shift came hours after it was reported that the Trump administration was rapidly planning to distribute the vaccine to its staff.
Well, they've got a big problem in the White House. The president had it. He's now saying that he might take it. Well, this is a guy who said that we weren't going to have any cases, maybe up to 5 or 15. Now, I believe it's up to about 300,000 lives. And that's a lot of people who have died because of what this president has not done in terms of preparing America.
Very interesting dust-up that's occurred over Dr. Jill Biden. That's President-elect Biden's wife, of course, has a doctorate, and someone has called her a phooey doctor. I know you'll explain that.
That's Joseph
Epstein from the Wall Street Journal wrote a column saying, come on, Jill Biden, drop the doctor, called her kiddo, and basically said, you know, this is not a moniker you should have. And boy, the pushback has come. You've experienced some of this.
Well, I have. Roosevelt once said to this relative, he is a doctor. And she said, no, he's a phooey doctor. And that is, of course, the kind of thing that PhDs have put up with from time to time. And I'm not going to get into this. I have one, and I have a couple of honorary doctorates, too. My wife has one. My son has one. My daughter has one. My twin brother has one. But the fact is that we have all worked very hard. So, you know, medical doctors are very important. Professors are very important. This guy needed a column, and he decided to rile people up a little bit, and he had his way. Just dumb.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Phooey.
Phooey.